is to be an open question answer session, which means two things. One of them, there is no set agenda. Although if no one has questions, I'll find what to talk to you about if no one is bored yet. But also, if someone asks a question and you have some feedback or you have a follow-up question on the question you're talking about, or you're doing something similar or the same in your environment, unmute yourself or put something in the chat. It's supposed to be a discussion, not just question and then me answering and then going forward and so on. That's the one thing. The other thing is that just to keep things ordered, if your next question is a follow-up on the current one, feel free to unmute. Otherwise, just let the discussion finish before you ask the next one. And because Teams is good with actually notifying me that you have a raised hand, if you have a question and we're in the middle of another one, just raise a hand so I know you have a question. With that being said, let's kick it off. So welcome to the September Ask Annie. I will also apologize for my voice if it starts dropping because I'm fighting some flu. I don't know what I managed to cut on my current travels. But with that, let's kick it off. Who wants to start? Oh, and I have a live server. So if I don't know the answer or if we want to look at something on the server, I can jump a server up on the screen and we can look at the live server. So I don't do a lot of PowerPoint on these meetings. So who wants to start it off?
João posted a question on...
I saw that one. So George is asking to talk about the new standard cluster. So let's see. I also have a raised hand. So Hans, let's start with you.
And then, yes.
And then George will go to the standard cluster and talk about what changed with the Postgre. That okay?
Yes, fine. Hello, everybody. I sent an email, but I don't know where it is, about AS2 connections. We have new AS2 connections. And my question is it necessary to create an AS2 application with an in and out box, or just make for inbound, receive the message just from AS2 transfer side to advanced routing and automatically receive the files from the transfer side?
Correct. So so you probably saw the site mailbox application and that tripped you up. That's an old application. You do not need it anymore. It used to be the only way to set up AS2, but now if all you need is to receive, then all you need to do is advanced routing. You don't need to do anything special.
Okay, super. Thank you. That's good. Yeah. Okay.
So, this is for everyone. So we carry three old applications: standard router, basic application, and site mailbox. While they are working just fine, they're also what we call the old way to route. They're the unconditional routing kind of templates. So at the moment, the rule is if you can do it with advanced routing, go advanced routing. And there is only one use case that doesn't work with advanced routing. And this is part of the standard route. In the standard router, there is a capability when the service account receives the files for them to be prefixed not with the name of the account, but with the subscription ID. This is the part, and then distribute based on that. This is the part that doesn't work in advanced routing. So if you have that use case, you need to use standard router. Anything else, advanced routing can do better.
I use advanced routing. Yeah.
Good. Okay. So
thank you very much.
Absolutely. George, standard cluster. Where do you want me to start with that?
Well, what are the differences between the MariaDB cluster and the PostgreSQL cluster, and how it reacts? Because right now we haven't installed it yet because there was a certificate problem. That's going to be resolved in the next update, the October patch.
Okay.
So we haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
Okay. So I will start with the basic things and then we'll go from there if there are more questions. The main difference is that we're changing the way the replication works altogether. So in the MariaDB world, you had two MariaDBs on each of the nodes. So let's talk about two node cluster. Same applies for the edges, by the way. So I'll just talk about one level and we can clarify where needed.